I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Tuesday, November 8th. Happy Election Day. What to know about all things midterms? We're talking about what's at stake in today's election, where races are especially tight, and who's predicted to come out on top. Also, a rare November hurricane could hit the U.S. this week. We'll tell you where it's headed and exactly how it might impact Americans. Plus, hate those hidden cleaning fees when you book a place to stay? Airbnb says that's changing. Why the historic Powerball drawing last night was delayed. And Election Day freebies, where to find some deals and discounts after you carry out your civic duty. Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The day is here for Americans to vote in what both Republicans and Democrats are calling one of the most significant elections in recent history. This midterm will have a huge impact on the future of American politics because every seat in the U.S. House is up for grabs, as well as 36 seats in the U.S. Senate. On top of that, people in 36 states will be electing governors. And then there are, of course, other state and local races and ballot issues. As far as the national races go, Democrats are trying to keep their majority in Congress, but Republicans are hoping to win it back. And at this point, it seems they have a good chance at doing so. Nonpartisan analysts and polls so far have painted Republicans as the favorites to take the House majority, and they say control of the Senate could really go either way. That part isn't exactly unprecedented, since the party that controls the presidency usually loses the House and Senate during midterms. On the campaign trail, Republican candidates have been trying to convince Americans change is needed now more than ever. They've been talking a lot about inflation, crime, and immigration, saying Democrats haven't handled any of those issues well these last couple of years. On the other side, Democrats say they're the party trying to do something about those problems, plus abortion rights. And even bigger than that, many say the fate of democracy itself is at stake here. As always, there are a few races getting more attention than others. One of the biggest toss-ups is in Georgia, where Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is going up against Republican Herschel Walker, who's a former NFL running back. There's also Pennsylvania. There, Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is locked in a pretty tight contest with Republican celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. Political analysts are also keeping a close eye on Arizona. There, all four major statewide Republican candidates have said they believe former President Trump won the 2020 election, even though federal officials in each of the last two administrations found there was not actually enough election fraud to make that true. Politicians have said those races and many others around the country could come down to a tiny margin of votes. That's one reason why it could be a while before we know all the winners. Remember, different states and local districts have different rules for counting ballots. So it's possible we don't know some results for days or even weeks after the end of voting today. One of Russian President Vladimir Putin's top confidants has now actually admitted to meddling in American elections and says he does not plan to stop. As he put it, quote, "We have interfered, we are interfering, and we will continue to interfere." The U.S. federal government has pointed to this particular high-level Russian businessman before. In 2018, the U.S. charged him and other Russians with running a social media campaign meant to divide Americans ahead of the 2016 presidential election. But this is the first time someone seemingly confessed. Still, the White House says this is not anything surprising, especially right before a major election, and that the American intelligence community is still working to counter any influence campaigns as they spot them. Leaders from hundreds of countries, including the United States, are making some new promises to address climate change. And more are likely to come since negotiations have really just begun at the big climate change conference known as COP27, happening in Egypt this year. One thing that's already been announced, the United Nations has a new plan to warn people around the world about climate-related dangers, like extreme storms and floods. It calls for $3.1 billion over the next 5 years to set up early warning systems in places that don't already have them. Also, more than 24 countries, including the U.S., promised to work together to stop and reverse deforestation by the end of this decade. But it's not just about new promises at this climate summit. Wealthy countries are also being called out for not holding up old promises. In fact, the leader of the UN called for a historic pact between developed and developing economies to reduce carbon emissions and speed up the renewable energy transition. Outside of COP27, activists have had to find other ways to get their voices heard, like with hunger strikes and boycotts. There's effectively a ban on political protests in Egypt, so they haven't been able to protest as usual. This week, activists specifically wanted to confront the Egyptian government over alleged human rights abuses, especially its treatment of political prisoners. They've said Egypt is just greenwashing. That's when a government claims to be environmentally friendly just to improve its reputation. So far, no comment from the COP27 presidency or Egyptian government about that. The climate summit lasts for 2 weeks, so expect to hear more about all of this in the days ahead. Once again, people in Florida are being told to prepare for a hurricane. Subtropical storm Nicole is churning in the Atlantic and could reach hurricane strength by tomorrow. So there's a hurricane watch in effect from just north of Miami to the Space Coast. So that includes Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and Cape Canaveral. That also means some people who are still recovering from Hurricane Ian back in September could once again get drenched with heavy rain and see flooding and damaging winds. Florida's governor issued a state of emergency for areas in the storm's path. So local emergency management officials are getting ready for whatever comes their way. It's still not clear exactly how intense this storm will be, but since it's pretty large, people in Florida are expected to see some impacts of Nicole no matter what. It's set to hit the coast either late tomorrow night or early Thursday morning and could stick around until Friday. More news is still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. I've had to find more doctors lately since I was pregnant. And then once I had my son, he needed a pediatrician. And when our insurance changed, my dentist was no longer in network, so I needed a new one. And let's be honest, it can be hard to find the right doctor for our own specific needs, personalities, and schedules. Oh, and of course, insurance. And yet, it's a really important decision. Well, I always at least check out ZocDoc as part of my research process. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Go to ZocDoc.com, check out doctors that could be right for you, and if it looks like a great fit, book an appointment in person or remotely that works for your schedule right on the app. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. The second largest U.S. pharmacy chain just made a multi-billion-dollar deal to expand even further into the healthcare field. A Walgreens subsidiary called VillageMD is a primary care provider that has Walgreens locations as well as standalone spots. Now, VillageMD made a deal valued at nearly $9 billion to buy the primary and urgent care provider Summit Health. Once the deal is complete, Walgreens, along with Summit Health, will operate more than 680 different urgent care locations. Walgreens is just the latest to grow its healthcare brand. The company joins Amazon and CVS, who also announced major healthcare business purchases in the past year. So if you've ever been frustrated by hotel rooms or home rentals with hidden fees, it seems you're not alone. After facing some backlash, Airbnb announced it'll start showing users the total price, including fees, of every rental on the app before the booking and checkout process. Hidden taxes, cleaning costs, and other surprise fees have been the source of a lot of Airbnb complaints over the years. On top of the new cost transparency changes now, Airbnb is also creating new tools to help property hosts with discounts and pricing. Airbnb says the changes will go into effect starting next month in December. Both YouTube and the short animation and video platform known as Jiffy or Giphy are bringing their short-form video formats to your television. We are talking about the style of videos like you might see on TikTok, except now they're on a bigger screen. YouTube's version is called YouTube Shorts. The format is growing on the mobile app, so now YouTube is adding the format to its TV apps. Meanwhile, Jiffy will be bringing its short clips to an exclusive channel on Roku called Public Access. Roku also recently added short-form video with a discovery area called The Buzz, offering short trailers, interviews, and more from a variety of channels like Apple TV Plus and Showtime. The historic and highly anticipated Powerball drawing last night has been delayed. Yes, we are talking about the drawing for the record-breaking $1.9 billion jackpot. Well, as of early this morning, the numbers have still not been drawn. The California Lottery tweeted that another state had an issue and needed extra time to complete all of the required security protocols. Later, an official statement came out that one participating lottery is still processing its sales and play data, but once that comes through, the drawing can go ahead, adding that it's likely the results won't come out until sometime later this morning, but players should hold on to their Powerball tickets. We'll update you tomorrow. In case you work up an appetite from voting today, there are a number of places offering free or discounted food. For example, Krispy Kreme Donuts locations are celebrating Election Day with a free original glazed donut. A number of other fast food restaurants like Taco Bell, Jimmy John's, Popeyes, and many more have all special offers when you order on the mobile apps. There are also discounts for anyone who needs a ride to the polls to vote today. Rideshare company Lyft is offering riders a 50% discount, up to $10 off any trip that they take to and from their voting locations. You just need the discount code VOTE22. It works on ride shares as well as Lyft's bikes and e-scooter rentals. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Rothy's. When I think about giving gifts to close family and friends, I always want to offer something that will enhance their lives in some way, be high quality, and also offer some personality or fun. Rothy's checks all of those boxes. Rothy's shoes show you care about comfort, durability, and of course, style. And I know this because I own 3 pairs of Rothy's shoes and I love them all. They are chic and comfortable from day one, and then they last you for years since they're machine washable and made well. Plus, you can feel confident that you're giving your favorite people a brand that keeps the planet in mind, since Rothy's are sustainably made with their signature thread repurposed from single-use plastic bottles. And don't worry if you don't know someone's shoe size or specific shoe style. Rothy's also makes versatile bags and accessories that run from pocket-sized to tote-sized. Get stylish shoes versatile and durable enough to wear all the time with Rothy's. And you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com/newsworthy. rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, who was the only person who served as president and vice president without having been elected to either office? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what U.S. fast food chain is credited with introducing the first drive-through window to the masses? The answer is In-N-Out. The popular West Coast fast food burger chain first opened its drive-through lanes in California in 1948. Because the tiny burger and fry shacks didn't have any indoor seating or a place for cars to park, drive-through was your only option. What many people saw as a gimmick eventually grew and grew in popularity, mostly because, just like their name implies, they got people in and out in record time. To be clear, before the drive-through was the drive-in, where customers ate their meals at the location without leaving their cars. But even after In-N-Out introduced the drive-through, it took some time for the bigger national chains to adopt it. Today, you can still find drive-through only In-N-Out burger shacks, but of course, they also now have much larger restaurants where you can actually dine inside if you want to. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We will be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day and happy voting.